Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Saving for something special? Let our savings plans bring your plans to life. Visit zurich.ie to learn more.
Now, it often starts out as a simple message online, but very quickly it can turn into blackmail and threats with devastating consequences. Sexual extortion, or sextortion as it's often known, is on the rise, with An Garda Síochána and Interpol warning that organised gangs are targeting young men in particular. A new report from RTÉ's Prime Time highlights how these scams are playing out in real life and the devastating impact they are having on victims. For more on this now, we're joined by RTÉ's Clarity correspondent, Kate MacDonald. You're very welcome, Kate. Maybe just start by telling us a little bit more about what sextortion is.
Yeah, so it's really a form of online extortion or blackmail. So usually what happens is someone's contacted on social media or a dating app by someone who looks their age. They might start chatting, all very normal, and you know how young people meet and hook up these days. So then the victim is kind of tricked into sharing an intimate image or a video, and very quickly that's used against them. So they're blackmailed or threatened to pay money. You know, they're told, if you don't pay us, we'll share the image to your friends, your family, or just share it publicly. And yeah, it's becoming more and more common.
Yeah, do we know, like, how common is it?
So Gardaí told us that they're seeing increased reporting in Ireland. Interpol told us that it's a growing global crime, and that there are, you know, certain kind of areas globally where it's really, really particularly coming from. So West Africa would be one of those hubs where there are kind of scam centres, and it's a really, really fast growing crime there, also Southeast Asia. So, but the target victim in all of this is are men between 18 to 24. They're overwhelmingly the victim in this type of crime.
Okay, so then tell us a little bit about what you uncovered for this report that's going to be on Primetime tonight. You focus on a 21-year-old Irish victim. I think you're calling him Shane. That's not his real name.
Yes, yeah, that's not his real name. So we spoke to a 21-year-old man. As you say, we're calling him Shane, but that's not his real name. He asked us not to identify him. And he was contacted on TikTok. He had a fairly decent following on TikTok, so it wasn't, you know, unusual for people to be messaging him out of the blue, or strangers to be messaging him. So he gets a message from someone who looks like a young woman, his age. They're chatting for a while, and she puts pressure on him then to move to a video call. So once they get on the video call, things get more intimate. They both take their clothes off, and at that point, Shane notices a red dot on her screen that the call is being recorded, and immediately the call stops. And within seconds, then he's sent an intimate clip of him on the call with no clothes on. So he realises straight away that he's been scammed, that the person he's been talking to isn't who they claim to be.
And what happened next?
So at that point, they start demanding money. So they have, at this point, they have the intimate image. So he has very little to go off, you know. So they initially ask for €100, and they promise to take the video down. They'll send it to him and show him how to delete it. So he scrambles and gets that €100 together. He pays it, and then straight away they ask for more. They ask for €700, or the video will go onto YouTube. He obviously doesn't have that kind of money. You know, this is all kind of unfolding over a couple of hours on a Sunday night, so he can't even transfer or ask people for money. So he just explains to them, I can't get that money to you tonight. I need to have more time. So they obviously just get a bit impatient with this, and they start setting up private Facebook groups. So they start adding his friends, his colleagues, his family into these private Facebook groups.
And how do they have this contact information? This is just going into his Facebook and adding his
contacts? Yeah, so when they moved to the video call, they did it over Facebook Messenger. So then they had access to his contacts, his friend list. So they started, they created these, I think he said there was maybe 7 groups with, you know, 4 or 5 different people in them, and they just start spamming the link to the video into those groups. And then they start going onto his friends' profiles, and they just share the link on those profiles. So within, you know, almost, you know, a couple of hours, he has sent money. He has been promised that the video will come down. They ask for more money, and then they just send the video anyway. So at this point, he's just in total despair. He doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, it's a terrifying situation.
Yeah.
Like, beyond embarrassing, though, because they're kind of professional impacts as well.
Yeah, well, the people who saw his video, the people he was friends with on Facebook, you know, were people who were maybe older, like his family friends, his family colleagues. I'm pretty sure his boss saw it, you know. So it's kind of, it has serious ramifications for him, you know, emotionally, but also in terms of his reputation. He also had friends that might have been under 18. So he was really worried about them seeing the video. So he was kind of in this stage of not knowing where to turn, not knowing what to do, not being able to confront his, you know, to talk to his family about it. But he did the next morning then decide to go to the guards, which was definitely the right thing to do. So they kind of were able to coach him through what to say to the scammers who were kind of still onto him asking for money and what
because
to say.
Because even though they had now posted it out, there was lots of other places that that could have gone and he wanted
to
try
and stop
that.
And then they were kind of saying, the video's out there, but if you pay us money, we'll take it down. So, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, the kind of the paying would never have stopped them. They would have been asking either for money to take it down or for money not to share it in the first place. But the guards basically told him, you know, to contact everyone who has seen the video now and tell them it's a scam, don't open the link. And they were able to contact the Irish internet hotline who were able to remove the video, which was obviously great. But at that point, you know, people had seen the video, so there was still a lot of impact, a lot of fallout for Shane.
And this is absolutely the playbook of these scammers.
Yeah, absolutely. So the, you know, we spoke to Interpol about this in terms of just how the groups are organised, and they are incredibly organised. You know, they are professional scam groups and they have recruitment processes. They have teams who are looking after payments, teams who are looking after, you know, the kind of tech side of things. So it's really, really organized, and they seem to kind of follow a script almost. And paying them is all the advice from the guards and from Interpol is not to pay them, because it's not going to stop them actually sharing the video.
So what is the advice if somebody does get caught in this situation?
It's to go to your local Garda station, go to the Irish internet hotline. They specialise in taking illegal content off the internet, so they can help try to get the video down if it has been shared. But the main thing is not to give the money, because it's not going to help them. It's not going to help you get the video down, and the demands will keep coming, essentially.
Right. Okay. You can watch this report on primetime tonight. That's after the 9 o'clock news at 9:35 on RT1. And of course, you can see that on the RTE player as well. But for now, many thanks for that. That is RTE's Clarity correspondent, Kate MacDonald.